This conference is being recorded.
Good morning and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Day call on this, the 9th of June, 2009. So funny how my mind works. It's like, oh, when we're on the 8th, it still feels like the first week. Now that we're on the 9th, it feels like we're halfway through June already.
I know.
Everything's in perception. Everything's in perception. So what I want to do this morning is bring everyone back to some core basics. Like, why are we doing all this in the first place? To feel good! Not to contemplate our navels ad nauseum or improve ourselves or something like that. We're really doing this to feel good. And what gets in the way of feeling good? Well, you know, it's mostly diluting our energy, dispersing it in things that we overcare about or stress about. It's really that simple. That's all we're doing here. And when you feel good, in a true sense, not in an escapist or narcotized or zoned out or addictive sense, but when you genuinely feel good in your heart, then you are a rose that is blossoming an aroma that benefits and enlivens and enhances the life of the planet. That's how this works. It's that simple. And so I want everyone to stand up wherever you are, unless you're in a wheelchair, and then you can bob around in your wheelchair, and just bounce. Bounce whatever you're holding on to that's a drain in your cellular energy out. Just shake it. You know, like little kids play the hokey pokey. Put your left foot in and shake it all about. Put your right foot in and shake it all about physically. This is cellular. This is why we breathe through the heart. It's a physiological shift that's occurring. Not all in your head. If it were, all the figuring out you've done all your life would work, but it hasn't. So shake it out. Shake your body physically. Let your cells breathe and release whatever's not serving them. They're actually designed to be able to do that. So, you know, you don't have to be aggressive with yourself. That's not what we're here to do. Be gentle. Bounce. Bouncing is like when you do for your body. It's, you know, the lymphatic system, which is how you your lymph nodes and things clean themselves. It doesn't have a pump like the heart to pump it around. And so our lymph can get stuck, and with it our emotions. We hold on to crystallized perspectives or stuck ways of viewing ourselves and viewing life and get boxed in. And doing something so simple, just, you know, bouncing on the tips of your toes, up and down on your heels, gently buoying yourself, can use gravity to your advantage to start to shake out some of this cellular rigidity, which is mental rigidity. Just shake it off. Invite from the intention of your heart. Ask your cells to release anything that doesn't serve them. Don't worry about identifying what the deficits are right now. The point of identifying deficits is so that you can transform them and feel better. So now just go straight for the feel good by shaking off anything that doesn't serve you. You don't have to figure out what it is. Just for this morning. And when you're ready, let the gentle bouncing become a back and forth. Your body just rhythm, oscillation, a pendulum swing. So that now that it's shaken out of this, that's what doesn't serve it, can start to pulse freely, rhythmically, putting at the physical level. The dimensional shift on the planet is physiological. It's affecting our physical structure. We can't get at it. Your phone, you guys? you. Let your physical structure receive the shift. And I'll just have everybody press star 6 because we're getting some background noise from someone's phone. And as you begin to let yourself come into a rhythmic way in your physical body, let your attention now move from your limbs where you've shaken off that which doesn't, that is that which you don't need. The universe is so brilliant. No energy is ever wasted. What you don't need is nutrition for someone else or something else. Shake it off. Give it to whoever could use it. In my practice of Chinese medicine, we do Qigong exercises with cancer patients where they move their cancer into the grass and it feeds the grass or the tree. They did experiments in the plum trees where the cancer patients gave the trees their cancer energy. Grew the highest and the tallest. They could take that energy and do something with it. So what you can't use, release. The universe will find a place for it. Everything is usable. Everything has value. Unless it doesn't to you, and then let it go. What's the point? Let it go. Why grapple with it? It's just energy. And as you release that which you don't need, let your attention begin to realize that you're taking breath in and out. And let the breath be a guide. Follow it in. Chase it down your throat and into your lungs. And then from your lungs, feel your heart. Bring your attention in. And let yourself just continue your breath while you focus for a few minutes on your heart. Listen. Neutral observation of yourself, of this moment. Don't need to attend to anything else right now. You could just attend to your own heart. Everything else is cared for. You have food, you have shelter, you have safety right now. There's nothing you need to do. Just let yourself focus attention in the area around your heart. If it supports you, you could breathe ease through your heart, or you could just breathe through your heart. And if you have your own way, it's a good time to get on that now. And we're going to breathe in the heart together for 5 minutes or so. But if we breathe in the heart, one of the things that can happen is we become more aware of our discomfort. We're not distracting ourselves, escaping it into activity or distraction or pacifying it with something. That's okay. Discomfort's really not a problem. A lot of the things we do to avoid discomfort are, but discomfort itself is simply a messenger. It's not problematic. And one of the skillful ways to meet discomfort is with compassion. So if discomfort arises, and it won't be for every one of you right now, but many of you, as you breathe in the heart, that's your first experience of discomfort. It's okay. You can have compassion for that. You don't have to fix it. We could make ourselves exhausted trying. The Buddhist first law of life was life is suffering. Not because that's where we need to get stuck, but because we don't need to fight that or resist it or feel entitled that it should be a different way or somehow the universe was personally against us because we get headaches or stomach aches of a child or a spouse that bothers us. To feel disgruntled about these things is sort of like getting upset that roses grow out of dirt. And wishing the dirt would go away. You are the rose. You need something to grow out of. Something to root yourself in. A stomach ache is as good as anything. Doesn't mean you have to get stuck in the dirt. Seed grows out of it. That's who you are. You are the seed. And the flower. So from this place of focus and air around your heart, allow yourself a moment of neutrality towards discomfort. A moment of neutrality towards all that is. A blank slate, a blank canvas on which a new plot of land that's been fallow for several years, rich and fertile soil, full of potential. A field of possibility. And from that field of possibility, breathe in through your heart and out through your heart. Make contact with that which you love. Breathe that love into your heart and out to your heart. And begin to spiral that love clockwise. Who are not in Heart Mastery, you're getting a sneak preview of our advanced course here. This is the heart hologramming tool that we usually hold out as a carrot to get people through the program. Now here you are receiving it. Some of you having not taken a single class, what a boon. Appreciate the blessing. You're getting a gift. Top of the gift you already have in your own heart. And activate this spiral clockwise. With gratitude. and simply drop into that spinning whirl or vortex of energy. Your quiet intention to feel good today. Your intention to let go, consciously or unconsciously, without effort, of that which doesn't serve you to feel good in a true-hearted sense, and to make choices that lead you to feel good in a way that is highest best for planet. Hologram that you feel good today and that your feel good be a blossoming that is best for the whole. That's all we're here for. It's that simple. Everything else is entertainment and a chance for me to do something with my days so that I can pay my bills and play with all of you. As close to you as your own heart, and as close to you as the choice to intend to feel good in a way that serves all. So allow yourself the moment now just to be receptive to your heart's guidance. Don't edit it, don't question it or overthink it. Just whatever the first thing that's there. Maybe it's not even a thought. It might be a color, a texture, a posture, a food. Your heart can lead you by your nose. Let yourself be surprised by how it speaks to you, but be receptive to whatever's there to guide you today to feeling good. Make a commitment to yourself at the end of the day to come back and listen to the playback of this and do it again. Shake off what doesn't serve you at the end of the day. Before you go to sleep tonight, hologram from your heart that your sleep serves you to feel good in a way that blesses the whole planet. Is it really possible that we could create a world of win-win where I feel good and it's good for the whole? I don't have to martyr myself or become greedy and wait the earth in order to have a wonderful life that can be in harmony with each other? That's a miracle. Let's create that together. That's the earth. Thank you all so much for showing up here and contributing to yourselves as part of what we all are. This is a contribution then to us. Have a beautiful feel-good day, everyone. With the truest sense of those words. Reconvene tomorrow. Beginners, I'll do 5, and Heart Master will have private things today. We'll dance in the world of feeling good. I'll talk to you all later. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye-bye.